Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to face a challenge from left-leaning members of his own party, which will play out at the end of the week during the Working Families Party convention. In addition, a progressive Democrat and wealthy businessman who's been a harsh critic of Cuomo is threatening to try to get on the ballot for lieutenant governor. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Bill Samuels, a progressive Democrat and a passionate critic of Cuomo, says he's seriously thinking about challenging the governor's hand-picked running mate, Kathy Hochul, in a Democratic primary for lieutenant governor. Samuels supported Cuomo back when he first ran for governor in 2002, but has become disenchanted. He's begun his own reform group to try to pressure the governor to, in Samuels' words, return to the Democratic Party's progressive roots. Samuels spoke earlier in an interview with public radio and television about the disappointment among the left with Cuomo's policies.
We're sending a message to the average Democratic voter who's not getting an alternative, and to the nation. Andrew Cuomo has failed. He's not our leader. We're disappointed with him. And Andrew, if you want to win us back, you've got to do something dramatically different than you've done the last 4 years.
Samuels is particularly angry over the failure to enact comprehensive campaign finance reform, including a small donor matching program in the state budget. The threat by Samuels caused an immediate response from several well-known Democratic women in New York. In a coordinated email campaign, Yonkers Assemblywoman and former counsel to the Senate Democrat Shelley Mayer and former Democratic State Party Chair Judith Hope, among others, said it would be unbelievably misguided and would offend women in the party. Samuels says he has nothing against Hochul, a former congresswoman and Erie County clerk. He says she's a totally qualified choice. He says he's met with Cuomo and his aides several times in recent weeks, and they have not listened to his concerns, so he believes a political challenge is the best way to get their attention. He says he's giving the governor a chance to improve upon his own legacy. Otherwise, he says,
when history is written, he'll just be a mediocre governor that had a Nixon personality.
Cuomo, speaking in New York City, says he's unconcerned with the possible challenge to Hochul for the lieutenant governor's post. Samuels says he won't make a decision on whether to launch a primary challenge for lieutenant governor until after the progressive-leaning Working Families Party meets in its convention on May 31st. Working Families is still deciding whether to endorse Cuomo for re-election or select another candidate instead. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat and an ally of the Working Families Party, has been weighing in with his advice lately. He thinks they should endorse the governor.
I think they should nominate the governor. I think, you know, if they nominate anybody else, whatever votes that anybody else takes will only be votes that belong to the governor. It'll only hurt him. They'll be helping the Republicans. I don't think that's their intention, and they have no choice. This governor has had a progressive agenda. He has accomplished a lot.
Cuomo could still wrap up Saturday's nomination if he were to convince Republicans in the state Senate to go along with the matching small donor public campaign finance system. Talks are ongoing, but there's been no agreement yet. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.